This is KUTX 98.9, Lori Gallardo in Studio 1A, and I am very, very excited to have the band that we're hosting. First of all, I want to say thank you to our live studio audience. You can see our guests performing tonight at Emo's on East Riverside Drive, and it is going to be spectacular. I think the word majestic kind of undersells it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Studio 1A, The Staves.
Take from me now, be what I will be. Take it from me now, don't tell me. I don't wanna know, I don't wanna know. God, I miss the snow. I don't want to know. And I am feeling, and I am down. Carry it within, or carry on without. If you could see me now, I swear you'd change your mind. Keep it all for me, keep me in your mind. I don't wanna know, I don't want to know. God, I miss the snow, I don't want to know.
Music by The Staves in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. And of course, The Staves features the talent of the Stavely Taylor sisters, Emily, Jessica, and Camilla. And of course, we're joined this afternoon by Mr. Dave Power on drums. Thank you, Dave. And remember, you have a date with the Staves tonight at Emo's. They moved the show from Antone's. I am not surprised, because people want to see you. And just, I'm very enthusiastic, because there's a new album on the way next year. Is that right?
Maybe. We need to write it first.
Yeah, we should probably start writing, I guess.
So fingers crossed, maybe. Maybe there might be a chance of an album next year. Fingers crossed. Of course, we've been enjoying music from the three-song EP that you made that came out last year, Sleeping in a Car. This year, I'm going to slightly censor myself, but there's a couple of tracks that you just released, Tired as F, and of course, Train Tracks, both of which are spectacular.
Oh, thank you.
And I'll start with what is perhaps an obvious question, or maybe it isn't. Would you say that you come from a musical family, or was this just something that the three of you decided, well, we sound fantastic, I think we're going to go for it?
Yeah, we did come from a musical family. I mean, not kind of professionally or anything, but Mum and Dad both were really into music, big music fans, played a bit of guitar, both had nice singing voices, and there was always music playing around the house, and so we grew up thinking that that was very normal, and like there was never a car journey without Revolver being on or Abbey Road or something. And their friends were all the same, so everyone would get together and kind of guitars would come out, and it was just always, oh, well, meeting up with friends and having a good time means playing music and singing. So it just kind of went like that.
Absolutely. I find that's a common thread. It doesn't have to necessarily be a professional musical environment, but it's something that you grew up with. You don't remember a time when there wasn't music going on. And I'm always saying this as a geek, because I am, and I don't hide it. The way to my heart very quickly is harmonizing. And, you know, two-part harmony, I mean, that in itself is a work of art. When you have three or more harmonies, that can be breathtaking. It really adds richness to the sound, I feel. What kind of influence would you say you have as far as that goes? I've heard it, you know, obviously you hear it in classical music styles where there's obviously more than one singer if it's something choral. What would you say drives you to the three-part harmony? That's just my curiosity.
I'm not quite sure what the answer is. I think maybe it's one of those things like when you've done it, then you know it. I mean, for me, when I sing and then these guys add the two harmonies to what I'm singing, it feels complete. And I think there's probably something scientific going on with harmonics and the way that, you know, a note can open out when it becomes a chord. It's hard to explain it. It's something magical. And we have it sometimes when we stand in a circle and sing in. There's like something in the middle. It's like another person is there kind of mirroring everyone or something.
Yeah, you hear the fourth harmony and it's like, oh, okay. Yeah, you know, that means it's good.
Yeah, when you're recording and you hear the fourth harmony that isn't actually there, then you're like, oh, okay, now we've got it.
Yeah.
That's right. It's that eureka moment. It's like, there it is. We have the Staves in Studio 1A this afternoon. I think I have time for one more. If you could give me one more song, please.
Love to.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that fourth harmony, I think the mamas and the papas used to call it Bob. They're like, Bob's in the room. And that's how they knew and they'd got it, right? They'd hear the extra harmonic.
Bob from Twin Peaks.
For those of you listening to this, I've sashayed over to the grand piano with a feather boa on, about to do.
Naked from the waist down.
Tuxedo. This is a song called Sleeping in a Car, which is from the EP that you mentioned that we put out last year. Okay, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll call you on the phone.
tell you I'm all right, but I'm not. Now I'm alone. No, I love you all I can. No,
Sleeping in a Car by The Staves in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. Remember, the show is tonight at Emo's on East Riverside Drive. Doors open at 7 p.m. For tickets and more information, you can visit this website, emosaustin.com. And again, big thank yous go to Emily, Jessica, Camilla, and of course, Dave. Thank you so much for playing in Studio 1A this afternoon.
Thank you.
One more time for The Staves. Thanks. Of course, additional thanks are in order to the KUTX multimedia crew. It's because of them you get to see these exclusive performances on our website, kutx.org. And of course, thank you to our engineers, Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove. It's because of them everything sounds fantastic in Studio 1A. Thank you, studio audience. This has been quite lovely. Thank you. Give yourselves a round of applause. And our studio audience is lucky they get one more song, but I must go back to the Bat Cave. Thank you, ladies. I'm Lori Gallardo. This is KUTX 98.9.